Thank you for coming back to listen to Grace's messages for you. I welcome you with open arms into this community. We are so grateful and appreciate your support. The more you show up, the more we can show up and give to you. So keep your eyes open over the next few weeks. There will be some email coming out in regards to a few things that I'm excited to be releasing. I am revamping and upgrading the website, so that will be changing a little bit and new stuff being added on. So be prepared to see some new services and I don't want to give away too much exciting things that are going to come forth to support you in building your confidence and honing in on your intuition, clearing out some old traumas or blocks and helping reinvigorate that love and life that you shine within yourself to create a healthy, abundant relationship and career that you deserve, an overall amazing life that you truly do deserve. But sometimes it takes some insight, it takes some guidance, and it does take some work in order to get to that level. So lots of amazing things coming up that I can't wait to share with you. And being part of this group, it will be offered and shown to you first before it hits social media and all my other platforms. So hang tight, and I can't wait. Once we get this website cleared up, it's been a long time waiting for this throughout the pandemic and different things happening. But like anything, I have to go through hurdles myself and keep pushing through no matter what happens and learn from the experiences myself so I can still show up for you. So let's welcome Grace in for this beautiful message for you. So Grace comes in again with big wide open arms and she's just glowing with this beautiful, almost like a shimmery pink around her, just sending out lots of love to you. She says, "My dear friend, I know there have been many ups and downs throughout the past several years, but I want you to turn inward into yourself, into your heart center." And Grace shows you placing your hand over your heart center and just taking a deep breath in and just feeling that energy and exhaling and releasing it. Grace says, "Yes." She says, "Going within, especially in the heart center of love, it's going to be a time of rebuild, and it may feel throughout the next while that things are shifting and changing, and there may be some discomfort, there may be some stress, there may be some triggers pulled. And what you need to understand that as you transition through this time, it is a time for renewal. But when you renew something, you must learn to ease out of the past. Does not mean that you have to forget the past. It doesn't mean that you need to put it in a place and cause yourself anxiety and stress because you feel like you've had to let go of something and you still want it there. No, my friend. It's more so that you need to understand that as you move forward in these energetic times, things on a universal vibrational level will be changing quite constant and quite fast at times. So I want you to be prepared to keep up with this, but always remain in that set of love. That as you move forward and cut off ties with people that don't resonate with you energetically, and as you transition into your own belief system and move forward into new beginnings, whether it be staying in your career or transitioning into a different position, a different company, or starting your own business. Know that there's always going to be some conflict around it, but stay out of that conflict and move forward. This is my message for you, is to keep moving forward, knowing that you may need to take a look back, or you may need to tidy and sweep up a little bit from the past, but do not bring that forward with you. There is such a shift and change going on right now that if you can see yourself moving forward and keeping that momentum up, you will also drive the energy around you in that direction. And as you do move forward, that will automatically create and build a different level of confidence that you're going to need as you move throughout the summer and fall months. It's almost like going forward with love, but also building up some thick skin going through it, knowing that it's not going to be a bad thing, but it will be a sense of protecting yourself. And knowing that what you're doing it for yourself. So remember to refuel. Remember to send yourself with lots of love. And put that love, time, and care into your own body, mind, and soul. So when you do have to move forward in the next several months, you will be prepared. And that confidence will be there. Much love. Thank you, Grace, for that, for all of our amazing people here. So thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your day.